This is RSBNB Update, episode 104, The Return of the Mouse. Hello everybody, welcome to RSBNB Update 104. This week is our 2-year anniversary episode. We are here with some interesting guests this week, so introduce yourselves, please, starting on top of the Skype list. Trekkie?
Hello!
You're going to need to be quiet. Mike, who is back from episode 100.
Hey everyone.
And the person who did episodes 1 to 50.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Pika69. Do you still want to be called Pika?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, yes, and Brad is here as well.
Hello.
We got Brad, nice.
Yeah, I'm here every week. It's easy to forget.
RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, rants, and other things. So that's how we got everything going on this week. So on RuneScape updates, we got the Dark Bow. Basically, this is a bow that you shoot arrows with. It has an interesting special attack, as we know, right? It has the dark Descent of Darkness, which inflicts up to 30% more damage, and Descent of Dragons, when using dragon arrows, inflicts up to 50% more damage. So I guess that means if you hit a 30, you'd hit like a 15, or you'd hit 45 or something?
I guess so.
Okay.
And it always hits, doesn't it? That's part of the special as well.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll never miss, which is great for like end-game spiking.
Spiking?
Yeah, it's basically we do a massive amount of damage as fast as you can right before they run away.
Okay. And Pika, you saw vids on YouTube of it? You saw YouTube videos of it?
Oh, yes, right. I saw a few videos. It was this 104 who was shooting, I think it was an 18 in the 32, then like a 20-something and another 30-something. So it's pretty good, though, I guess. And I think that the stat on it raises your ranging by 95.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Dark Beast dropped the bow, and which require you'd have started Morning's End Part 2, and you need level 60 range to wield it. And Mike, talk about the Dark Beasts. Enlighten us about them.
Well, I actually fought them and got a Dark Bow, within 4 hours when it was out.
Right.
I tried it on some Black Demons, and well, it didn't seem that effective. The special was good, but I don't know. The rest of the bow wasn't that great.
So it's just like a standard bow then, right?
Well, except it fires 2 arrows at once and is slower.
Right, so it's like a double-barreled shotgun then.
I suppose.
Well, RuneScape has a double-barreled shotgun now, that's good.
Maybe it's not be that great, because they're selling for between 3 and 4 million, it looks like, so...
I wouldn't pay that for one.
No.
They're not
There was a lot of price manipulation during the first few hours.
The first one sold for 80 million, I think.
Oh, God. See, I wish I could have had that, you know?
Yeah.
Too bad Mike wasn't first.
Yeah, that would pay for the farming, but... peers are whining about this. We'll see more about this later in the rants.
Oh, they're always whining about something.
Exactly.
Someone hit a 37-27 with it.
Yeah,
someone hit a 36-37. Shit.
But those are the most extreme cases, you know?
That's a good bow, though.
When I was watching the video and they didn't have any armor on, it was just like, you know, just regular character clothes.
So that's like...
It shows what it can do.
So that's like firing a machine gun at some guy who's not protected.
Yeah, but it's because of the slow speed, you're not really going to get that much kill. Unless you, like, manage to do a special a lot of times, really quick.
Yeah.
Well, considering that the highest you could hit with a mage or bow special was like 23-23, if you were lucky, that's a big improvement.
That's a 46 compared to a what? Like 50
a
or 60?
37 and a 36. That's over 70.
Okay. I think that if you can get a big enough group of dark bowmen, you can kill anybody really, really quick with like one hit.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody just like gangs on one guy, massive arrow attack. Easy.
Yeah, I forget what the term for that is. What's the term for that when all these people come for you and hit you all at once?
Gang bang.
Yes, that's right. Remember the gang banging in Star Trek Armada?
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
What sort of program were you watching, Shane?
It was a computer game.
Oh, right.
Okay, I can see what you're laughing about, but okay. I think that's a sign that we should be moving on from the dark bow. Okay, what do we rate the dark bow out of 5?
5.
4.
Brad?
4.
Mike?
4.
Trekkie?
1. I don't care about the dark bow.
Okay.
I love my crystal too much.
Okay,
besides, but... you know I'm cheap, so...
Yes, yeah. You are. Moving on towards the other things, ham clothing can now be stored in the costume room.
Yes!
What were you talking about yesterday? Something about ham that I laughed about?
What?
Something about ham?
Wait, okay, hold up, let me see.
Okay, well, he's looking through logs, basically. You got this huge selection of ham clothing. What consists of the full set, anyways? I forget.
Everything. Let's see. Gloves, logo, cape, head, foot, boots, legs, stomach. So everything. The whole body.
Yeah,
every slot,
except ring.
Except for arrows. Duh.
Ring and arrows.
Right.
Where'd it go?
Okay. Oh, nice. Well, that's nice to know. Fountain of Heroes will no longer recharge noted amulets.
I didn't know that.
Didn't really care about that anyway.
Yeah, like, and there's...
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. That was a sneeze. There are people saying that they nerfed runecrafting because they removed the ability to charge noted amulets.
Why would you note them in the first place? You just use one of them and it all recharge anyway. Unless, of course, you have like 500 of them or something.
Yeah, well, truthfully, with runecrafting, who needs more than 30, right? Or like 27 or whatever they are. I don't know, but people are just lazy. You said getting rid of the ham helped so much.
Look at me.
Why were you keeping that? It's useless.
Yeah,
don't
why?
Need it for quests? Don't you need it for quests?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. But, it was just funny because it sounded like he was getting rid of the ham, like the meat ham, you know?
Okay.
Because, like, he's getting rid of the ham because he ate too much.
That's not really funny, Shane.
Don't look at me. He laughed at it. I didn't do anything.
Okay. Compost buckets will now autofill from the compost bin. I'm really happy about this. What about you guys?
It's wonderful.
Pika, when are you using those seeds I gave you a long time ago?
He's not playing anymore, is he?
I remember he said it's the thought that counts to me when you gave them to him.
I'll use them eventually after I get tired of training everything else. But yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Next achievement diary will take place in Varrock. However, they say that those that have read our development diary will know that game additions can take a long time to brief, program, test, and go through many other stages of development, so please be patient and wait for its release.
I would have liked Ardonia to have the update.
I said the northern place, like that Camelot and Sears place, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I just think that they give a lot of makeovers in a free-to-play area. You know, like Falador, Varrock, Lumbridge. That's like... You know, we have Ardonia, which is the capital of members area, and it's like, we'll keep it the same as it is.
What's
I mean,
gonna...
it's been it's being, you know, outdone by free-to-play cities.
Exactly.
Well, it's all about marketing. I mean, if you make the free-to-play area look wonderful, then people are more tempted to become
a member. Yeah, but then you come to members area and it looks
yeah, but they like don't know
piece
that.
Of, piece of
the free area, isn't
dog
it?
Dropping.
Exactly. Well, they've already paid by then.
But when you look at all the benefits that you get by becoming a member, it kind of outweighs the graphics of how things look. I mean, you care more about what you can do rather than how things look. So.
Exactly. That's how I feel about this game entirely.
Yeah, but, you know, you remember when Falador first was changed?
Uh-huh.
Remember, like, there were, like, I remember a lot of people said they had the wow effect. Like, oh my god, it looks like, you know, Minas Tirith and all that from Gondor, Lord of the Rings stuff.
The wow starts now.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Varrock changed, like, wow, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Looks like a slum.
So which members area would you guys like to see updated?
Ardonye. Either that or a Seer's Village.
Okay. Brad?
Seer's Village would be cool.
Sorry, what was the question?
Which members area would you like to see updated?
Seer's Village. There's nothing there. It's at the bank.
Okay. And Pika?
Probably the gnomes up there with the Grand Tree and all that. I mean, that hasn't really changed since I started playing. So.
Okay. Next update this week was the Impetuous Impulses, which is an infinity game.
Forgot the ice barrage thingy.
Huh?
Did you do the ice barrage thing?
No, not yet. I will, though. Impetuous Impulses, basically, this is the Imp Hunter minigame. So for those of you guys that like Hunter, you can do this. Basically, there's a whole range of imps that you can catch, ranging from, let's see, there's the baby imp, the young imp, then it goes up to the earth impling, essence impling, magpie impling, ninja impling, and finally the dragon impling. I know I've missed
it. You can get dragon arrowheads on, can't you?
Yeah, dragon arrows and dragon darts.
Can you get the arrowheads?
I don't know. Does anybody know?
Well, from what I read, it's like they drop the dragon arrowheads and you make it yourself with whatever is available.
Okay. And does anybody know why the dragon arrowheads look like steel arrowheads?
Just because.
I thought they were...
They
do
wanted
not
to
question Jagex's divine
money.
Will.
Jagex wanted to save money, so they decided just keep it the same. Maybe we just rename it a little bit.
The wise
engineers within RuneScape itself realized that the design of the steel arrowhead is quite efficient, so they just decided to keep it for the dragon one.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, sure. But they did make the shafts a little more colorful, right? As I can see.
I haven't seen it at all. I haven't done it at all.
Okay.
There was no point for me doing it yet.
Okay. When I think of arrow shafts, I remember this Star Trek quote, but I won't say it.
No.
I'm trying to think of it, but I'm not going to go there. What, like, scare Mike away?
No. You remember Star Trek 3?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
I'm not saying anything.
With the elevator shaft and how they sabotage the Excelsior?
I'm not saying anything.
What does that have to do with
See, Brad is getting mad.
I'll tell you guys after.
Player's gallery.
He basically says, up your shaft. Okay, Ice Barrage can now use combination runes.
Yay.
I guess.
Jinx.
I guess this never happened before, hey? Like, why would they not allow you to use combination runes?
Maybe it was a bug.
They forgot?
Yeah, probably.
It happens.
Oh, and by the way, the imp plane is called Puro Puro.
Where do you go? How do you get in there anyway?
You go to the Lost City. And then there's
That sounds like something you'd have in a Mexican restaurant.
Pearl.
Okay.
Players Gallery. Okay, what's everyone's favorite this month?
The Combat Triangle.
Okay.
The
Combat Triangle says, run away from Combat Triangle level 493,610. Then some dragon guy says, a few exclamation points. Then a mage says, well... that's not good. Then the ranger says,
oh, those, okay.
Level 122 wilderness.
Triangle thing was kind of funny.
Tracky, what's your favorite?
I don't know. The one with the guy with the full dragon and a blue party hat, asking who turned off the lights.
I don't know.
Oh, he just needed a little skull on top, it would be fine.
I have to go with Mike this one, and I have to say that I like the Cathar B one.
The Barrows one is pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
The Barrows one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the mounts. That Cathar B one looks real. It's got to be done in like some 3D rendering thing, because you, like, you can see the clock face, you know? It says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There's been a guy with a giant magnifying glass and a very sharp pencil.
Well, people have said it's done in the Half-Life engine, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, the water texture looks like it, I know. That's an interesting idea, though, so...
Okay.
I like that idea that it came from Half-Life. Kai.
The poles.
Yes, the poles. And Shane should grab the results, right? Okay. What is your favorite full Barrow set?
Dara. I guess Jotun, because it can actually heal you.
Okay.
Did somebody get kicked?
Brad says Darok.
Mike?
Guthans.
Okay. And Pika?
I've never used any of them, really, so...
I do not have Nora a favorite, then?
I have no preference on them, so...
Pika prefers Dragon.
Right.
Dragon's rule, but it sucks
now. Well, I'm not that big into combat anyways, so... Whatever works, you know?
Yes. I like the Guthans, but Darox is winning by a... Darox has 23%, Guthans has 22%, and 19% is... I do not have a favorite. Anyways.
They probably like Dirt Age armor or something.
Next question is, what of the spell books do you use most often? 71% say Modern Spellbook, and 16% say Ancient Magic. I know, like, you can't really do anything on the other ones, right?
Hey, I've using lunar spells. I thought it was... Stringing amulets is cool. I scare hell of people because, like, dude, are you autoing? I'm like, no. Yes, you are! Can that guy string amulets in peace? What's that? It's a spell. Where'd you get that spell?
I was using the spell that fills vessel spell. And I guess that means you can sink a ship with it, because it says it'll fill any water, it'll fill any vessel that's in your inventory.
You said that joke the first time it was released, and it wasn't funny.
You did? I don't remember.
Okay. That was on the 100. I was on that one. Yeah.
Well, I haven't listened to them at all.
Trekkie, what did you want me to say regarding vessels?
Oh, God. Let it go!
Okay, he wanted me to say something from Star Trek, he told me last night.
No.
I didn't tell you last night, I said a couple of days ago, but I'm not saying it anymore because Brad's going to say shut the fuck up.
Okay, which of these combat skills would you like to see most updated? Huh. Okay, let's go. Wait, people, Mike, which one?
I think I said defense.
Okay.
Because that would really annoy lots of peers.
Yes. Brad?
Attack, I guess. New weapons.
Okay. Pika?
Probably more weapons, which would train strength. Because that's pretty much my weak point right there. So.
Okay. And I said magic.
Because
I want my concussive charge spell. That's the spell that sends you flying backwards like the Dragon Spear does. It entangles you and it hurts you.
It doesn't hurt you, it just knocks you out and stuns you for like 2 seconds or something.
No, it hurts you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. I designed it.
No, it doesn't.
It was inspired by Star Trek, so I suggest we continue on.
Shut up with Star Trek or I'm going to leave!
Before we get down into another place where we don't want to go. Okay, so which of these stores would you like to see more of in RuneScape? 18% say the magic shop. I forget what I said on this one, but what did everyone say? Yeah,
because there is no Herblore store, like a really good Herblore store. That's with it. That's very convenient.
Okay.
All the ones are far away.
More stores with vials.
Yes. So that'd be general stores then?
No, that'd be the Herblore stores, because they all have the vials.
Oh, they do?
Well,
yeah. The only general store that has vials is the Ardong one.
Okay. Brad, what do you want to see more of? Chemical stores?
Which
no, I think I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on this. I don't currently think of any improvements they could make to stores.
Okay, so there's your stores, and this was player submitted poll week. I submitted a poll a while back, but it didn't get in.
Okay. Yeah, we said the same thing. But
yeah, we did.
Happened.
Okay, time for an audio question and regular questions. First audio question is from Chief Snake, and then we got quite a few other questions. So let's get going.
What would you do if someone had a gun to your head and told you to get naked? Much love, Chiefykins.
Oh, that seems like rather a perverted question.
Oh, God.
It depends who it was.
What if it was somebody that you just met on the street?
I'd tell them to pull the trigger. I've always had this, like, image in my head that if somebody ever, like, pointed a gun at me and threatened to kill me, I would, like, play with them. Like, I would, like, tell them to do it. Do it then. Do it
what
then.
What if it was someone from Australia?
Oh, come on, Shane. That's out of line.
That's wrong, Shane.
No, huh? Go on, Shane. I've answered. You answer.
I'd probably do what they say.
Oh, gosh.
Tracy, what about you?
I'd go Hong Kong Fu and, like, take the gun away and shoot him in the head.
Pika?
Well, I certainly don't have anything to be too ashamed of, so I'd follow the suit and strip down naked and probably do a little dance or something, so...
What if
there was a gun to my head, sure.
What if you do get naked and start dancing and they shoot you in the head anyway?
Oh, yeah, you had a bit of fun before you died.
What if, like, well, you know, like you say, like, shoot me and they shoot you, but you still, they still, like, just made you go naked or something? It's highly illogical that they only pick one.
Yes. Okay, and Mike?
I don't know. You think they'd actually shoot you if they had the gun to your head? Like, I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe if they were...
I don't know if I'd do it. Depends.
Depends if the gun was real.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, if they, like, pointed...
Okay,
like,
can we, let's move on away from this before, you know, Shane goes nuts.
Why would I go nuts?
We know you. I know you too well. Jeez. You'll find some Star Trek things you'll fit it in.
No.
Actually, I think I just thought of one.
Oh my, see, he's worse than me.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it because I know you'll blow it out of proportion and Brad will kind of get mad at me again.
Okay, tell me on MSN and I won't say it. Okay,
no.
Thank you, Chief Snake. Do you sleep with any stuffed animals? Shane, how would you feel? Okay, let's take the first one then. Do you sleep with any stuffed animals?
I used to.
Okay, let's go.
Back then, like, I had a bunk bed. I was in a small apartment, and there was a bunk bed, so my mom got me a purple dinosaur. No, it was not Barney. It was not Barney, okay? It was some weird purple dinosaur, and I had this weird thing in my head when I was trying to say that if I hang it up on the bunk bed by his tail, upside down, it can sleep better. So, next morning, my mom comes in to wake me up for school, and she's, like, starting screaming out of her mind. I ask her, what's going on? She said, I thought that was a human head.
Okay. Pika?
I don't think I ever really did as a child that I can distinctly remember, but I probably did at some point, so.
And Mike?
Maybe when I was 5.
Okay.
But,
Not now. Not now. No. The question is for now. Okay. Yeah, I've seen your room, and there's no stuffed things in there. Shane, how would you feel if everyone on RSGNB made a new account with their real name and 1288 added to the end of it? Oh, please.
Well, Shane is not your... Well, Shane is not his real name either, because he's, you know, little... what's the word?
Okay.
Hypochondriac? No.
So how would we feel about this? I know I'd start getting really mad and ban these because let's see, there's already Brad 1288, there's Jeff 1288, there's Dan 1288. Yes.
Not on the forums.
The mouse are running.
What?
The mouse are running.
Okay.
Not on the forums, they're on. It's just other places.
Okay. If RSP.
You guys remember on the... Somebody posted a picture where someone at PC was like, Anson Knight 12088.
Oh, yeah, and they thought it was you.
I said, like, so Shane's fault.
If RSBNB was to close down, what would be your first step and what would be the first thing you took down? Well, you see, there's this little command called RM. or not RM, but no, not RM. We wouldn't RM it, would we? What would we do if it was to close down? What would be the first step? We'd keep the files.
Slit your wrists.
No, I think the first step would be to create a htaccess file and close it off from everyone. Yeah, that'd be the first step. And with the forum mods, could you change it so that one mod was in charge of one section of the forum? My old clan did this, and it was so much easier for the mods.
No, it's stupid. It makes it more difficult.
See, we thought about this before, but we'd be spread too thin, and that way then if there's some emergency going on in RS General discussion and there is no RS General mods on, it couldn't be handled. So we like our current system the way it is. And finally, happy birthday, yada, yada, yada. Happy birthday to you. Congrats on 2 years of podcasting. And that's from KJTH2003.
Oh, you're so kind, Shane.
Okay. I think we can extend this to everyone. Brad, you read the next one.
Okay, what are your plans for the future? Whoa. Real life. And that's from Kyle. So, what are your plans?
Let's start with you.
I don't know. Hopefully go to university. Get a job. Move. I don't live here. Or okay. England.
Yeah, you want to move to, like, Canada or something, right?
Why would you want you to move to Canada?
Is it safer here?
Canada.
Okay, what's Pika's plans?
Native land.
I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go to college this fall for pre-architecture than architecture, but I'm not sure, other than that, whatever comes about, so.
Is that me?
Okay, and Trekkie?
I'm going to move it to your house.
Okay, and Mike?
I know where you live.
Finish university, and I don't know what after that.
Partner up with Shane, run your own business, charge people overpriced.
Yeah, something
to do
like
what?
That.
All they need to do is move it to a computer illiterate area, and they can make lots of money. Just cheat everybody.
Jeez.
You know, be like, oh, you don't need a new monitor. You need an LCD screen with the, you know, with a new tower with dual cores on our processor and yada yada yada.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, Brad, you take the next one.
Brad, okay, well, I guess this is all of us. Do you think Shane is fat? Okay, we'll answer that first. I am not sure.
Wait, hold up. Mike, is he fat?
No.
There, answer done. He knows Shane. Okay, let's move on.
For fear of losing my job, I do not want to give an answer.
I'll keep asking this question until it's unanswered.
Okay.
Okay, Mike just said...
Then he says,
okay,
Shane, do you hate me?
Shane hates everyone.
No, I don't.
That is true, though. Yes, you do.
I just.
You hate everybody that's just not like you.
No. I add people to the ignore list if they keep talking to me when I'm buying stuff. It's not that I don't hate you. It's just that I'm buying stuff and I need to, and I enjoy my own peace and quiet. So that's why I don't talk to people.
There is no such thing as peace and quiet.
Well, yeah, there is. If you turn everything to off. That was from Earth 271072.
But you still hear the electricity running through the outlets.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to be quiet, go to space.
Let's have Mike take this next one.
What were you scared of as a child?
Oh, God.
Take the monster in the closet for an example. Alex.
I was reared in the dark. And I was afraid of heights. I'm still afraid of heights.
Okay, Mike.
When I was younger, I used to have nightmares of the house being on fire.
Oh, really?
Ooh, actually, that reminds me.
And that's about it, I guess.
Okay. Pika?
You know what, Shay?
nothing I can really remember as being a major fear, but later in life I was kind of scared of dying on RuneScape. I remember the first time I died I had like heart failure. I was like panicking. Seriously, like it was like my first week playing it and like I died and lost like the 500 GP of things that I had. And it was slightly depressing.
Okay, Brad?
Well, when I was like 5 or 6, I had this recurring dream of being attacked by a crab while I was in my bed.
Oh, really?
And that like that really frightened me for some reason, and I used to wake up screaming. That's the only thing I've had.
Actually, now that you mention it, I had something sort of like that, so it was pretty
cool.
What
was it?
Just like things like coming out of the floor and like killing me.
Like spikes or protrusions or
just whatever, you know, it was like different each time, but now that I remember it, it was kind of freaky, you know.
Okay, I don't know. What was I scared of? Does anybody know? I don't know.
Star Wars. Balloons. You're scared of Star Wars.
No.
You're scared of balloons.
Okay, balloons. Sure.
Why are you scared of balloons?
Probably because they were going to pop.
Happy birthday, Shane. I bought you a balloon.
There's actually good reason to be scared of balloons, I can tell you that, so.
Baboons.
Not a baboon. Okay, moving on. Congrats on your 2-year anniversary, guys. Do you guys have any game systems such as the Xbox 360 or PS3? What do you think the best third generation console is? 360, PS3, or Wii, and why?
Wii!
Also, Wii. What was your favorite video games as a child? Best wishes, Besidon.
Wii!
Okay, Trekkie says Wii. Brad?
Wii.
For best?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd have to go with the Wii as well.
Okay. Mike?
Well, I have a Wii, and I don't know if I'd call it the best, though.
Wii!
No!
I haven't tried the other ones, though.
Pika?
So I can't say.
I actually camped out just to hang out with people while they waited for a Wii, and I actually bought 2 of them just because I wanted to, I guess. And I sold one on eBay for a little profit, and then I haven't really played mine all that much. I mean, I took it out of the box and turned it on and played some Zelda, but I mean, not really all that much. So.
I don't know. Personally, I like the Wii for its innovativeness, you know, like with the nunchuck and the Wiimote and all those kind of things.
What's going on?
But I like the 360 for the fact that it has all those games and the backwards compatibility. So I'd say it's a toss-up between...
Plus it's an online console, unlike the Wii, really, right now.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a toss-up between those two for me.
And PS3
I think the Wii is just best because it sort of changes the concept of a games console.
Yeah.
The other two are sort of user controller. This thing, the Wii, you just wave something about, which I think is a lot more realistic.
And don't forget, it's also acts like a universal remote.
How?
People have been reprogramming it to like working for their VCRs, TVs.
I've actually used the Wiimote to control games on my MacBook, and it's pretty cool.
Really?
Crap. Is that you, Shane?
No.
Wow. Let's see, who is it?
Not me.
No.
No.
Okay. So, I also like the Wii because it's such a fun name to say, you know? Wii! You know?
I think I'll go with the Wii.
Yeah, okay. Okay, when you were younger, did you read a weekly, monthly magazine or comic from Blade Kenny 94? Mike?
I used to get Nintendo Power for a while, but that was just because like, I got a free subscription. I didn't really read anything else, so.
Oh, I hear a cat.
Yeah.
Okay, Pika?
I used to get Lego Magazine. That was cool, and like other things I don't really remember, just like stupid child magazines, but I remember Lego Magazine was one of them. That's okay. Pretty cool.
Okay, Brad?
No, I never used to. No, I never did.
Trekkie? Oh, I think he's still away, but I used to get these Star Trek magazines, yeah.
Of course.
Of course, how typical, right? You know? Thank you, Blade Kenny. This next one is from Kelsey. What is the longest your hair has ever been? What style do you usually have? What color is it? And what type of clothes do you normally wear?
No.
What? How long has... We're on the next... Okay, we're on the next question here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, first part.
How long has your hair ever been?
Mine's been pretty long. It, like, down below my shoulders, yeah, for a little while, last year. But then I just buzzed it all off, and it's been too short ever since.
Okay.
That is pretty long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got kind of out of hand, so...
Mine's never been overly long. Brad?
Mine's, like, down to just above my shoulders now, and that's probably the longest it's ever been.
Cut it.
Hike. The longest it's been is like I don't know, like 1.5 inches or 2 inches long.
Yeah, it's probably about the same for me. Okay, and Trekkie.
Can't remember, it's been so long.
Do you wear it like these Chinese ninja guys who have like long hair and ponytails?
No.
Okay. What style
racial stereotyping, Shane.
What style?
Oh, I don't care. I'm Chinese, I can take it. I can laugh at myself.
What style do you usually have?
Just long.
No.
Oh,
no,
like do they mean long. Clothing or like
no,
hair.
Hairstyle. keep in mind that a girl is asking.
That is
this
classified.
Question.
Yeah, why but keep that then again, mind? Vivius already has a boyfriend, so sorry, Shane, not for you.
What? What are you talking about? Okay.
We'll
skip the style one because I don't think any of us here really style it, do we?
No.
No.
Mine's not
I'm
really
a guy.
The style, so.
Okay. What color is it?
Black.
Pika?
Okay, should we move on? Or?
Mine's like brown, like almost black. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'd say that's the same for me. And a mic.
Mine's a dark blonde.
Ooh, baby.
And Brad?
Mine's blonde.
Okay. Okay, and what type of clothes do you normally wear?
Target.
I don't know. Like, I just wear whatever's there.
I used to be that way. I used to wear whatever was around, you know, whatever was under my bed or on my floor. But I'm just like a little preppy bitch now, I guess you could say. Because I actually care about what I look like now.
I don't. I care less.
Like, is this fashion update now or something? God, thank you,
definitely.
Kelsey. Thank you, Kelsey.
I love you, Kelsey.
Okay. Farmer Bill, Trekkie, Brad Bin, and any other guests, how long do you think it'll take for us humans to unintentionally ensure our own extinction via any means?
2050.
Okay.
36 days, 2 hours.
Because that's
why
everybody always keeps saying, you know, by year 2050, we've exhausted all of our resources. We would have polluted our atmosphere. We would have done this and that. We'd be all dead.
Mike?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say we're getting pretty close.
And Pika.
Sad, isn't it?
It's kind of one of those cliche questions that everyone has the same answer for, like, soon or 2050 or whatever you guys said, but I don't think that we'll ever reach total extinction. We might have a few genocides here and there, but I don't think extinction will ever really be too big of an issue.
And so. Brad?
I think it'll be 2100, as predicted in the first computer game I ever played, Warzone 2000.
Okay, so basically you're saying it will enable... We'll have a huge extinction or something then.
Basically, we need to get some shuttles into space and live.
I think we'll end up killing ourselves. We'll just kill each other.
Okay, and if you had a big magic red button that you could incinerate anything you die, does
incarnate?
I wanted it to say incinerate.
Incarnate.
Anything you desire, what from you get? Would you get from it, presiding you push it? Too bad it doesn't say incinerate. I can't answer this.
So what would you like to, like, burn?
Incinerate me? The pears. The pears,
yeah,
of course. Okay, now what would you guys like to incarnate?
certain person.
I would like to be. Actually, no, I shouldn't say. I'll get in trouble.
Say
probably, yeah. I'll say over MSN later, but not now.
Okay, what would you guys like to incarnate? Let's go. Somebody start.
You pick someone.
I can't say it.
Okay.
What the Pika. Hell?
Pika.
What the hell? Oh.
Oh, that's what Pika wants?
Slightly.
Should we just edit this whole thing out?
I'd probably press the button and just have my gas tank filled up, because that would make me a very happy person.
Okay. Brad?
Form of a tampon.
A certain person.
A certain
whose
person.
Name I'm not willing to divulge.
Okay.
Does it start with a C?
What?
Does it start with a C?
I thought you said you're going to live a life of celibacy, and I was like, why would I live a life of celibacy?
Mike?
I don't know, I like Pika's idea.
Pika,
no, not that
you
one,
like
the other one, the one he said on update, not on MSN.
Okay! Thank you, Agent Waffles.
Yeah, right. Pika, that's a lie, you know it. I mean, you know you probably like beat him to bloody pulp.
God, okay.
You are...
What?
People have no idea what's going on.
Shane, I'm gonna have a slumber party.
No.
Star Trek all day long.
Okay, next question.
Fantasizing about Orion slave.
No, that's you. Okay, Shane,
Orion
since it's your 2-year anniversary, yeah, I agree with you on that. Will you celebrate by cashing in on your Santa hat? Brad, will you celebrate by getting 99 fishing?
No. Well, one, Shane will never sell his Santa hat, and Brad will never because of his short attention span and his love for a while.
Yeah.
Next question!
Wait, how much are Santa hats now, currently?
About 20 or something?
Oh,
yeah,
but
the same price
bad.
As green.
But they
same
did
price
go up
green.
To 30, but Shane was greedy and hung on to his.
So
I'm hanging on
remember.
To mine for now, so...
I made cash.
Okay. And that was from Werewolf Devil, and the next one is from him as well. So why do you guys think that RuneScape made the transition from caring about the game to its player being money-hungry people? P.S.
Well,
don't send me home in tiny boxes for this.
Werewolf Devil.
It's a business that they're running, that Jagex is running, and any business will put profits ahead of other things because, I mean, they want to make money, they have people to pay, they have bills to pay, so profits are number one in their priority.
Yeah, it's sad when that happens, but sadly, it's the truth.
Yep, Pika said it.
Yeah, look at Shane.
What? Okay, final question. Let's get Brad to take this one.
When players in RuneScape beg you for stuff, free stuff blocks, what do you say to
blocks?
Them?
I teleport away and never, ever talk to them again.
I just ignore them.
Actually, it's the same thing with, you know, do emotes, please.
God.
That's how they're straining themselves.
And then, go on, to finish the question.
Well, Mike didn't answer.
Oh, Mike, answer.
Well, I just ignore them.
Okay.
Mike is quiet.
See.
I personally tell them to earn some cash, usually by pointing them in the direction of some low-level NPCs to kill for unit herbs, which I buy from them. Congrats on 2 years of the update, and that's from UDS Cap, who was on the update not a few weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks?
Yes. If I had Mike's mod powers, I'd mute them.
You'd abuse your power.
Probably why you don't have them.
Yeah,
you will.
Yeah, that's what we said on MSN the other week. That's why you don't have mod powers, Shane.
Oh, mods suck, besides Mike and a few other people that I know. But because most of them are, you know, like Shane, would probably abuse their power or don't do their job whatsoever.
Yeah, but explain how last night on a farming run I see like 5 people that could easily be reported for. Like, I always see the people that Mike could mute, but I don't have the ability to do that.
Because you're a crazy psychopath.
I never see anyone I can mute.
Okay, moving on to tech news now. Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference is taking place this week. Oh yes, one ground rule for you guys is you can't fall asleep during tech news.
Okay, bye. Bye.
I'm not sleeping. I'm just thinking really
I'm
hard.
I'm actually excited for this one.
Yes, I am too. For example, from this Worldwide Developers Conference, we got Leopard previews, Safari on Windows, EA Games will now be supported on OS X, and the iPhone is going to be released on June 29th at 6 p.m. In the U.S. And if you want to watch the...
on YouTube, they have a little spoof of the thing, of the conference.
Yeah. If you want to watch the keynote, you can download it from Apple.
I have to... Oh, really? I thought they weren't going to tape it.
Yeah, it's up there. You can download it.
Okay. Anyways, I heard that one of the betas was leaked from of Leopard from the WWDC. But what Apple did is when they gave all the developers a beta disk, what happens was that there was a watermark on each one of them, and they were all different. So if there was a leak, they would know who, probably the individual person who leaked it. So they probably won't get an invite for next year.
Ah, yeah, that's a good idea, because they had that problem when the first Intel betas shipped. Of 10.4.4, I think.
Blah.
Yeah, but anyways, has anybody here tried Safari on Windows? Has anybody gone for a Safari in the past few days?
Oh, yeah,
It lags.
Is it really that bad?
Well, it was extremely laggy for me. It takes about 3 to 4 seconds to load each web page.
Really? Let's see. I'll time it how long it takes to load my Google homepage.
Normally, like Firefox or Opera, takes like under a second.
You're right, 5 seconds so far. So yeah, it's really slow.
They probably just need things they need to iron out with it.
Yeah, but the main reason that they did it is because that's what the iPhone uses, so Windows developers can now develop on the iPhone, so that just makes sense, you know?
Well, because for quality control, it all goes through Safari, right?
Yeah. So I guess you guys didn't take a Safari this week, then.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. After about 30 seconds, my Safari opened up and loaded my homepage. So that's kind of slow.
I don't see how you people could live without using a dock. it changed my life, so.
The dock on OS X, you know?
Yes.
One thing that I can't live without is Quicksilver.
I tried Quicksilver, but the version I had was a resource hog, so I just kind of got rid of it.
Just try it again. Anyways, you can go to apple.com/macOSX/leopard and view a whole bunch of Leopard videos. Right, Brad?
Oh, you don't mean to do that bloody lame... That was not even funny the first time. I don't even see what I have to say it again.
Do it!
I'm a leopard man. Are you happy now?
Yes!
See, nobody laughed. It's not funny.
Mike did.
Leopard man.
It's a quote from an old episode.
Okay.
I was laughing at how stupid it was.
Yes, thank you. It was stupid.
Okay. Windows Home Server RC1 on track has been released. Does anybody here know what Home Server is?
No.
Basically what Home Server is, it's a little solution from Microsoft. It's Microsoft's answer to those who want to put in like a file server or print server, email server in their house. Basically, you could buy the OEM software and put it on an old machine, stick the machine in a closet, and you'd have this home server thing that's running Vista. So it's basically an easy way to, say, manage shared files, check out security condition of all your Windows PCs in the house. So it's kind of interesting in that respect. But anyways, the news article says Microsoft should hit its target to get the gold code in the hands of system builders in time for September product launches. But as we reported previously, you'll only be able to pick up Windows Home Server as a standalone OEM OS. This is great because Windows Home Server is good for older hardware. So basically, if you have an old computer lying around, maybe put Windows Home Server on it. And the Windows Home Server computer, the Windows Home Server computer thing looks like a transwarp coil.
Ugh!
Okay. And so that's that. I think the best tech news this week was the Leopard news. Anyways, HD DVD sales spike in the wake of price cut. So basically what happened is the HD DVD companies are giving a discount on HD DVD players to kind of, I guess, try and get their HD DVD standard ahead of the Blu-ray.
I think Blu-ray is bad.
They say HD DVD players now constitute 60% of all standalone high-definition players sold. So does anybody know whether Blu-ray or HD DVD will win?
I'm thinking HD.
Based on this, I'd have to say HD DVD as well, but I don't even own one, so who am I to talk? Does anybody here own one?
No. But then, like, we're trying to get away from Sony Corporation monopoly on stuff, so...
Sony's pushing Blu-ray, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Blu-ray, PS3...
Who's Paramount with? And Disney?
I think Disney's with Blu-ray. Because I've seen a few Disney's on Blu-ray, but I'm not sure offhand if they've dedicated themselves to either one.
No, we'll have to do some side research on that now, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, if you want to buy an HD DVD player, do it within the next 2 days. Okay, we've got three rants this week, kind of long ones, so...
Oh, God.
Who wants a rant about Puro Puro and the Imp minigame?
I've never even heard of it, so...
Let's give the first one to Brad, then he can take a rest.
The rant?
Yes.
Okay, problem with Puro Puro. Puro Puro! Right, as some of you may know, Impetuous Impulse is our new minigame. It's fun in a somewhat way of matter. Oh, this is going to be bad. Right, I will rant about some of the problems I really despise about it. Problem one, I'm running down the aisles of hay looking for a good imp to loot. That sounds like a dream I had. No, never mind. Clicking on a baby imp by mistake, it then captures it into my jar. When I did realize what I had done in the before sentence... Dragon up ahead. Wow, oh boy, first one I've seen in a whole day and I'm about to catch it. When someone else logs in right beside me and I'm right beside it, clicking it and have no space in my jars to catch it. I quickly click a jar and woo, it breaks. WTF! Exclamation mark. Saying a whole lot of spam. The other player then flashes 209 dragon arrows in my face saying, why couldn't you catch, noob? My main reason to blame on this will be that there is no mini-map. Min-map. Come on, there is one when you teleport out. Okay, this guy seems like a retard. Problems above has happened to me twice. Okay, he must not have English as his first language. Problem two. So you're... Yeah, he can't have English as his first language. He can't. So you're sitting there, a ninja imp spawned. It's coming towards you. When all of a sudden, entangled, the other player entangled the imp to his her advantage. With that. You may use normal magic to hold them, but you cannot freeze with ancients, and they both spells that deal damage. Upon not being able to use ancient magics to freeze them, normal magics to an advantage. Sorry for spoiling this to all the others who didn't know about it. Problem 3. You're there hunting, having a good time with some friends. Out of the corner, you see a dragon imp. After waiting for hours, you are finally in pursuit of a dragon imp. You catch up with it and snagged. But WTF, a blue mystic bottom? I just wasted 5 hours waiting for what I could have been made better money cutting oaks for those 5 hours. Note. As said, the dragon imps enjoy to collect everything dragon. And what does mystic bottom have to do with dragon? Should at least be a black mystic bottom, if mystic bottom at all. Would you like these problems fixed?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say those are definitely some problems. Like, why can you entangle an amp, right? And but it doesn't hurt the amp, right?
That person puts the R in retard.
What you
why do they think all the drops should be good, though?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what? Then there'd be no point to it, right?
Exactly.
Well, do remember that, you know, people want to get lucky, but luck is irrelevant.
Yeah, you know? And I have crap luck.
I mean, yeah, it's like it's just like it's like set up in a way that
didn't you get okay, a Robin Hood?
Like,
yes.
No. Yeah, the thing is that like. You have a certain number of people, right? Okay, 1 out of 1,000 people is going to be extremely lucky. Out of that 1,000 people, 3 people are going to be moderate lucky. Out of that 4 people right there, another 5 people can be somewhat lucky. After that, it's all like, loser! Loser. Loser.
Okay, we get the point. Next rant. Who's this one going to? Mike or Pika? Or Trekkie? You guys can fight over it. I want the last one.
I'm not fighting.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Start at the very, very, very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reposting of a rather successful thread entitled, Why Can't I Wield It? Which mysteriously disappeared, and I do not know why. I kept it equally bumped as my other thread, which didn't go. Anyway, I didn't say the text or supporters list, so it will be slightly different this time around. Ever notice why miners, woodcutters, and harpoon fishers can wield their equipment? Wow. Yet every other fisher, smither, and fletcher can't. Why can't I carry a great big anchor or struggle to lift my... Oh, why can I carry a big anchor and struggle to lift my tiny hammer, which would let me smith one more bar per load? Why can't I hold that light net or fishing rod? Why is it that little wooden lobster pot is too heavy for me to carry? Yes, blah, blah, blah. How come a knife is just too heavy for me? Why? It's just plain unfair. Why can't we wield all the tools for skills? Why, if we could wield one, it'd be fine, but it'd be better if all were wieldable. That's just dumb. And don't say, but a net can't be a weapon. Why not? We can use flowers, but why not a net? That's cheating. Please specify states. Please specifically state support for in your post if you can do so. Edit. Thanks to.
Let's not just skip this part because it has names in it.
Okay. All the edits. So I'll skip that.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of edit things.
This is the dumbest rant I've ever read.
Ow.
Even dumber than the ones I've ever read before. Basically, the guy's like, why can't they wield a hammer or a knife? And it's like, because they aren't really weapons. I mean, that's the only explanation. It's because why would you want to use a knife or a hammer for a weapon when you could use something else, you know?
But here people kill each other with knives and hammers and stuff.
Well, maybe Jack-X don't want RuneScape to be like that.
But this is RuneScape, Shane. This is RuneScape. This isn't real life. You have to realize that.
Do not question Jack-X's divine will.
Exactly. With their absolute authority over weapons. I do see where this guy is coming from, why it would be convenient to carry, to wield a knife or something like that when you're fletching or smithing. But still, it's kind of not that big of an issue for most people. I mean, when I do smith, yeah, it's kind of a drag, but I mean, what if I have to make one trip for every 1,000 bars that I make, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, this one's kind of a dumb.
Oh, yeah. They give you, like, egg beaters and stuff to put in your weapon spot. Why can't they just give you hammers and...
Exactly.
Make the skillers happy.
Well, I know how to solve this. Should just make the inventory an even 30 instead of a 28.
Yeah, like it was in
so many more
classic.
Numbers can go into 30 than 28, you know?
It was 30 in Classic, but then they'd have to change their interface again.
No, it's not that hard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they'd have to make it wider so they could
do
5 by 6.
So just shrink all the items into things just a tiny bit. Just scale them down.
Doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does. It's no, jagged, it right? I am God.
Okay. Moving on. Okay, this is a one about peers, and I picked this one especially for myself.
Oh, God.
James throwing up.
Look at this. You hit from a distance. You're super accurate. You have one of the only armor types that is resilient to all forms of attack. You even the accumulator that saves you a lot of arrow pickup, one level of range boost, accuracy and damage as opposed to the separate strength and attack for melee. Your range pair does as stated above. It increases at only marginally higher drain rate. Your mainstream weapon, the mage sword, is ridiculously cheap and easy to acquire. You have gotten Chinchampas, bow, dark bow, and other great ranging updates, including many enemies having a weakness to range and resilience to melee. Please, Jagex, fix rangers. They're way too powerful.
Not really.
No. So those of you who think the bow is noobish, try going up against one of them. Range underpowered? You're nuts. They pwn both combatants. I wanted to see the max with the D-bow. Me and two other friends were in the duel. God, this fucking beer. We match up a guy with 99 range potted praying using dragon arrows level 126 and 4 little carries versus a guy in 126 full guffins, okay? This is the part that will amaze you. The ranger guy hit a 49 and 50 and killed the guy in full guffins. The ranger owned the Melar. Oh my god, it is way over power. Mela is meant to own mage, not the other way around. All those level 40 range peers and are hitting 30s. The bow is way overpowered and the special is too good at. The DDS special has a chance to miss, but the bow doesn't miss. I go PKing sometimes, and this will ruin the fun because all the peers with it. Also, when you're in the wild in Castle Wars, you can get like 78 taken out of you before you even know what you hit you. It won't take long to die if someone was using dragon arrows. Range mage hybrids will practically take over the wielding now. Imagine if you're a melee peer, 99 strength and attack, like 99 itch points or something, and 40 defense. Out of nowhere, you get frozen by ice barrage. It hits a 25. You think, no big deal, I'll just protect. And even then, almost instantly after you're hit with a staggering 40-40, you can't protect from range, so at the same time you die. Jayax, hear our cries. Nerf this, please. Make it weaker. Dark bow. Descent to Darkness inflicts up to 30% more damage. Descent to Dragons, when using Dragon Arrows, inflicts up to 50% more damage. Both attacks will always hit. That's overpowering. Eventually, when the price goes down, people will PK with it, just like whips. If you notice, there's not many people with higher pit points than 84. This is how it really could own people in one hit, which is good for Rangers, terrible for Mages and Warriors. Like, he says there's not many people with hit points higher than 84. Can you believe that?
No.
Mine's over 84.
I know, me too.
Mine's 96, so...
Well, behind me, the thing he said about the DDS special, I presume that the Dark Bow special uses up all your special bar in one go.
No, just 55%.
Yeah.
So you can use it one time.
So on the DDS special, you can use it three times. So it's
four times.
Four times, see? Proving the guy that means the DDS special better.
And he said the ranger hit a 49 and 50 on a guy in Guffins.
That's impossible.
Well, this guy is a peer. His name is STR8 Onage 6.
He's just making this up.
See, I put his name in because he's a peer, and we had a discussion about peers last week on the blog at shane.rspmb.com.
And?
There we go. There's the advertising every week.
Yeah. Posted about a week ago, so take a look on there, shane.rspmb.com.
Okay, Shane, we get it.
You hate
if they
peers,
listen to this
all
every
know.
Week.
And we know how much you hate peers, Shane.
Yeah, guy needs to go to a mental institute.
I mean, if you were Jekus, you would probably, like, make everybody have 10 defense before they can do anything.
No, I'd make a new skill that peers would want to do and give them defense XP. Forget doing the quest. Oh, yes, and then a reply to the rant was they finally get equal with everyone else, and the Maliers whine again. Great. What were you saying?
Well, this guy just assumes that every time a ranger fires, they're going to hit max hit.
Yeah, that's not the case.
What he's saying throughout this whole rant.
It's only with the special, right?
Well, you don't even hit max with the special.
Exactly.
Every time.
It's just, you know...
It's random. How
high your skill are, armor, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, can you poison the dragon arrows at all?
Probably.
Yeah?
I don't know. Probably.
Because, you know, DDS, you can poison it. It helps a little.
Yes. So let's move on to other things. We've got the title contest from using May episode. So this is really your chance, people. If you want to be on the show, this is your chance. All you do is you send us a title, an original title from one of the May episodes, PM it to Brad or myself, and then we'll go through them at the end of the month and we'll pick a winner. Last month, most of them were pretty bad, so just try and if you want to get on the show, just try and send stuff in, right? Because like we get all these people that want to come on, but when the time comes and they can, they don't, you know? I'm like, jeez. Okay. And we also got Essay of the Month going on, so you're free to send in your essays to rsbnbinformer@gmail.com. Check the forum topic for the topic and where to send your info. Skill of the month. Has anybody taken a look at this recently?
Nope.
No.
Who's winning? Let's see.
Well, I think that
Ryan still.
Yeah. Probably hacks.
How much XP has he got?
Say what?
He's gotten over 7 million XP.
The guy needs a life. I don't like to be nasty about people.
Brad, come on.
That was a start XP.
Oh, right. Oh, that's a start XP. Right.
If he got 7 million XP, he really would need a life.
His XP gained was 3.4 million.
Oh, I could have beaten that if I wanted to.
The second place person is at 3 million.
Who is that?
Yeah, I could have beaten Flipside, 1987. And then Brad, you have 75k XP. You're 13th.
I am. Come on.
And Mike, you're 15th.
Yeah, I only fished on the first day.
The graphs look interesting. Pika, take a look at that.
Link it.
You can rsbnb.com/skotm. I don't know, it's just rather interesting.
It's basically who can know life the most.
Me! You know I could, Brad. You know I could. Just didn't feel like fishing now.
I thought Brad was going to win. I thought you were going to do one of your 96-hour days.
No, honestly, Brad. I don't have the bloody, like, attention span. I have better things to do with my life, damn it.
Well, how'd you get 96?
I have two computers. That's why I have two computers.
Wow, there's a lot of people that, like, fish. Like, this one guy has 230,000 average per day.
Yep.
Oh God, that's
can't remember what my average was.
My average per day is 5,000.
Yeah. Oh hey, hey, you know somebody on the high score got 1 billion overall experience.
Yeah, that one guy.
Yeah, I was like, hey, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Oh really? I thought this individual was far off from that.
No, he's actually got over 34k of that now.
Got that what?
He's got 1,034,859.
Oh, are you serious?
He had 1 billion exactly earlier, didn't he?
Yeah. A lot of people took pictures of it. Which is sad, because so many people were, you know.
There's a lot of people with all 99 now. That's very cool.
Yeah. I'm going to get 99 attack today.
Good job.
Yeah. After Mike gives me the nice blue chaps.
I'll give you some.
What's the catch?
I don't know.
I know you, Shane. There's always a catch.
Okay, so what have we been up to? Let's start with Pika.
Since the last episode, I've been through a lot. Like, what have I been up to recently?
Yes.
Just getting ready for college, coming up in September. Chilling out, trying to save up money to buy a car and stuff like that. So, you know, average life stuff.
Okay. Mike.
Well, I haven't really been doing much lately.
He's been playing with his cat.
What?
Mike, are you turning into a deadbeat?
No.
Good.
No, really. We've both been working on site stuff. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, I gotta get the high scores out.
Oh, yes. Trekkie, what about you? What have you been up to? Hello?
I guess he's been up to this.
He's still here.
Okay, Brad, what have you been up to?
Did he die?
Exactly.
Yep, I'm dead. Oh, I mean,
Oh, what have you been up to then?
He's a zombie.
I've just been slaying, playing little StarCraft, downloading stuff.
Okay, we won't ask what you were downloading. And Brad.
Mostly. Exams.
Oh, and you're done tomorrow, right?
Yeah, last exam tomorrow.
Oh, good. Then I can put you
old
to work.
Old school boy. Old school boy.
Then I can put you to work, right?
Doing what, Shane?
You'll see.
That sounds ominous.
Ow, ow, ow.
Anybody have anything else they want to say before we wrap this one up?
Well, I'm doing Herblore, and if anybody wants to donate anything to me, that'd be nice, because I want to beat Shane.
You're not allowed to pass me. You know what happens?
See how greedy Shane is.
You know what happens when people try and do that.
You forget, Brad. Brad tried to actually beat me once in Little Skill, but I just know life
I didn't
like.
Beat you. I didn't beat you. I was ahead of you, and you no longer took me.
All right.
Okay. So
I've learned to know life very well because I have life.
I've got one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I know a lot of people out there probably play Pest Control for fast experience. It's really cool and all that. And I've gained a few combat levels. I started at 105, and now I'm almost 115. So it's pretty good. So if any of you guys are interested, I'm in a clan it's 110 plus usually. I think it might go up to 115 soon, but apply for 110 or more. And it's called Integrity PC for Pest Control. So just look that up on Google. I can't really give the site here right now. But you have to say who referred you. So just say Pika69 did. And it'll make me very happy. And that's pretty good.
Are there any, how long does a game take there or something?
Usually, when we get a brand new world, the first few games will be, 20 seconds. It's really rapid, but usually the average game is, I'd say 45 seconds to 1 minute max.
Oh, that's better than Heart Unit.
It's pretty
good. Heart Unit, actually, I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it later, but, you know, they stink.
We try really hard to keep the world a secret, so we ask you that if you do become a member, you're going to have to be willing to keep your private chat off when you're playing with us. But other than that, it's really cool. So Integrity Pest Control, look that up. Pretty good.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
No.
Okay. I'm doing Project Green.
Oh,
I'm
please.
Being cheap.
Okay,
thank
with
you.
That said, this has been RSBNB Update 104 with, let's go down the list, say goodbye.
Okay.
From
bye, guys.
Trekkie.
Bye-bye.
Pika.
I'll see you guys later.
And Mike.
Bye.
And Brad.
Goodbye.
See you, everyone.